Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air in today's game. Washington County White versus Sealy in the 70-year-old baseball division is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillin and General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burden Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Road Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with a pregame with your hosts Michael Grooves and Stephen Drain after these words from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Good evening, Washington County Little League fans. This is Michael Groves along with Stephen Drain from Cheryl Melliton Field in lovely for 7-year-old All-Star, District 13 All-Star game. Stephen?
Yep, we're back here in Sealy. We got to watch the first game between Washington County and Columbus. Washington County coming out victorious on that game. Hopefully we can have a repeat of this over here tonight between Washington County and Sealy.
Yeah, an excellent game by the Washington County Green Team. They're going to be announcing the lineup. I'm going to give you the lineup for the Washington County White Team. We have Ace Akins, Baron Schrader, Beckham Gatner, Cooper Caney, Emerson Kitzman, Gavin Gilliam, Hunter Casper, Jackson Bolton, Caleb Knipstein, Laith Rogers, Ryland Sander, Wyatt Bryant. The manager is Jason Gatner. Coaches are Brett Sander, Kyle Caney, and Chance Bolton. We saw a pretty good game in that first game, Stephen. Some great defense by Washington County Green. What do you expect tonight?
Well, tonight, hopefully we'll see about the same thing. We had some good defense played in the first game. Washington County was really aggressive at the plate. Hopefully we'll see the same thing out of this team that's coming up in the second game that we've got here. As they get everything done and announcing, we'll get here started shortly. And looks like the umpires are ready. And
Okay, we'll send this back to the studio for some of our advertisers before we get this game started.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Welcome back to Sealy, Texas, for the 7-year-old All-Star Game, District 13 Little League, between the Washington County White All-Stars and the Sealy All-Stars. It's a beautiful night for baseball, 80 degrees, almost no breeze. We had a little bit of a breeze in that first game, but that seems to have died down, Stephen.
Seems to die down a little bit, and the sun's starting to set down behind us, so we've got a little sun to our backs right now. So should play pretty good on the field. Don't think the sun's going to be a problem for the kids as it sets. Looks like we're fixing to get ready to start. Coaches are out talking with the umpires, getting all the ground rules, so we'll be at it here shortly.
This is a coach pitch all-star league. So the batters get 5 pitches. The ball's considered dead when the defensive player in the circle gets the ball. And we saw in that first game, Stephen, there's a 5-run maximum each inning.
Yeah, we had to get refreshed on the rules. It's been a while since our kids played in these age groups. And like we talked about in the first game, they had pitching machine at this group and not coach pitch. But essentially the rules are about the same. Once the ball is back in the pitching circle, the ball is dead. You'll see the runners be pretty aggressive until that ball gets back in there.
Yeah, it has been a while for us. All of our children are contributing members of society, which I know some of these parents of these 7-year-olds think is a mile away, but it happens. It's over before you can blink, isn't it?
I can tell you it happens very quickly. I believe we talked about this earlier. This is my first spring not to be at a ball field. I've been blessed to watch both my kids play baseball in college. I know some of these kids had those same aspirations, and it all starts at a young age group like this. And it's good to see. We talked earlier about the kids wearing their socks up. Looks like we got the same thing tonight, a little bit old school.
We do. Washington County is going to be the visitor in this game, so they're up first, up to bat right now. It is number 3, Ryland Sander, right-handed batter. We have a right-handed pitcher for the coach. Again, the first game was Washington County Green 10, Columbus 2.
Yeah, that first game was Washington County had a big inning there in the fourth or fifth inning, I believe, and they scored 5 runs, kind of blew that game open a little bit. Let's see if they can Washington County can get started off hot. Like we said, the other team was pretty aggressive swinging, so hopefully we can see the same results here today.
Again, if you're unfamiliar with 7-year-old baseball, we do have 10 defensive players, so we have 4 outfielders. First pitch is a strike to Sanders, 0-1.
So Sanders comes out swinging. Didn't connect on it, but he'll be right back in there.
Waggles the bat, waits for pitch two. Big swing. He hits it into right field. He will get on first base with a single. Ball brought in by the right fielder into the pitcher's mound. So that ball is dead. We have a runner on first. Nobody out. Single for Ryland Sander.
Ryland Sanders with a nice little line drive between first and second base there. Gets it started for Washington County.
Up to bat now we have number seven, Emerson Kitzman for Washington County. Washington County in the green jersey, white pants, green socks. Pants are hiked up nicely. Emerson took a cut at the first one, popped it up in front of home plate. The pitcher took a run at it, but there was a lot of backspin on that ball, and it goes harmlessly out of bounds for strike one to Emerson Kitzman.
That ball made a left-hand curve when it hit the turf here and went foul, so it's going to be a foul ball. We'll reset the runners, and Kitzman gets back in there.
He's ready to go here for the second pitch. I think that's fortunate for Seeley that the pitcher did not touch that. Emerson takes a swing and a miss. 0-2 on Emerson Kitzman for Washington County White.
So Kitzman's in there. He's ready to go.
Emerson with a high pop-up to the shortstop who catches it and is out. But he overthrows the pitcher, which allows Ryland Sander to make his way to second on the overthrow. That is a fly out to the shortstop, an F6, and there's one out up to bat now. Number 17, Ace Akins.
Yeah, last ball was called by the shortstop, but nice base running there by Ryland Sanders at first base to tag up and go to second.
Here's the first pitch, swinging foul down the first baseline. Akins stays in the box. He's ready for pitch number two. Again, we're just here in the top of the first. No score, 0-0. One out, runner on second for Washington County. Pitcher's ready. Makes the windup. Here's the pitch. There's a good hit down to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it, throws it to first. The first baseman is called. He calls that out. That is a 6-3. There's going to be some question if the first baseman was off the bag, but it looks like that call is going to stand. Nice play by the shortstop to throw out Akins.
Actually, they're going to call him safe. First baseman off the base, so he'll be safe at first base.
Thank you, Steve.
Hold on. We're making a umpire may be correcting here.
Okay, so now we do have a – now we do. Yeah, that is a 6-3.
Yeah, so they are going to call him out at first base.
Call was made by the umpire in the hole between second and third. It's a long way for him to look. But the home plate umpire backed him up on it. So we do have two outs. Brings up number 99, Baron Schrader for Washington County. Takes a swing, fouls it down the first baseline. Count is 1-1 on Schrader.
So Schrader comes in here. Looks like he's ready to go back in the plate.
Got a white sleeve on that has his name on it, Baron, in case anybody's confused. We got Baron Schrader up at bat, number 99. Fouls off his second pitch. Count goes to 1-2, three pitches so far. He's got two left. We have two outs, a runner on third for Washington County.
Still got a couple pitches left, so he can take one here if he wants to.
Pitcher's ready. Here's the throw. He's got one left. So it's going to be his fifth pitch. Didn't like that one. He's ready to go on this fifth pitch. Number 99, Baron Schrader, up a bat for Washington County. Pitcher has the ball. Here comes the pitch. Fouls that one off. He's going to get a bonus ball, Stephen.
Fouled it off to the right side. Staying alive up there, fighting it off. Getting ready to step back in there and get after it again.
Pitcher has the ball. Here comes the pitch. He drives that one into right field. The right center fielder comes up with it, throws to the second baseman. That is an RBI single for number 99, Baron Schrader, and a single into right field.
So Schrader with the hard hit ball past the second baseman out in the right field is going to score Sanders from third. Washington County goes up 1-0 with the early first inning lead.
Up at bat now, big number 12, Gavin Gilliam. Watches the first one. Catcher gets it back to the pitcher. He walks back into the circle. Second pitch coming up for Gilliam. Score is 1-0 Washington County. Top of the first. He drives it down to third. Third baseman fields it. He makes the long throw to first. And he makes the play.
Nice play by the third baseman there.
5-3 ends the inning. There's one run in for Washington County. They lead 1-0 after the top of the first. And we'll send it back to the studio to hear a word from our sponsors.
All right, I believe we are still live here. Haven't heard word back from the studio if they got us, but we are in between innings here on the in the middle of the first inning. And we are still live on the radio, so we'll just keep it here and stay with y'all. Give you a little update on the Burton score right now. So Burton is currently tied 5-5 with Overton in their playoff game. Looks like they're in the top of the sixth inning over in Huntsville. That playoff game can be heard on KWHI AM 1280. As you can pick us up, if you're listening to us, you're on the alternate stream listening to Stephen Drain and Michael Groves. We're down here in Sealy calling some Little League action for you.
We'll give the defensive lineup here. The pitcher will be number 3, Rylan Sander. Catcher, number 10, Caleb Knipstein. Number 3, Emerson Kitzman. He's your first baseman. Your second baseman is number 6, Beckham Gattner. Your third baseman, number 99, Baron Schrader. The shortstop is number 1, Jackson Bolton. In left field, we have Laith Rogers. In left center, Ace Akins. In right center, number 12, Gavin Gilliam. And the right fielder is number 8, Cooper Caney. Sealy's up a bat. Here comes the first pitch. At bat is number 1, Cole Keaton. He looks at that first pitch.
Cole Keaton steps in there, first batter for Sealy. Looking at that first one, see what he does here on the second.
Takes a swing and a miss, takes the count to 1-1. 3 pitches left for number 1, Cole Keaton. Again, Washington County scored 1 in the top of the first. There's a drive out to right field. It goes into the outfield. Fielded by the right fielder. He brings the ball in. The pitcher holds it. And that is a triple for number 1, Cole Keaton for Sealy.
Once Keaton hit that ball, he took off running and never stopped until they got it back to the pitcher's mound. He's a pretty quick runner, makes it all the way to third base as a leadoff batter.
That brings up number 8, Reed Nelson. He hits the first pitch grounded foul down the first base line. 1 strike on Reed Nelson. That was over the second baseman. That was a good piece of hitting by number 1, Cole Keaton.
Yes, it was. He hit the ball hard, got it out into the outfield.
That pitch goes straight up to the pitcher. He makes the catch. Nice catch by our pitcher. Number 3, Rylan Sander, went down to his knees, go for that, and made a nice little basket catch.
Nice little basket catch on that. Makes a nice play. Holds a runner at third base. We've got 1 out. Runner at third.
Brings up number 15, Tyler Raymond. Tyler is a right-handed batter. We have a left-handed pitcher out there on the mound.
Saw that in our first game with a left-handed coach pitching.
We did. The behind the plate, of course, for Washington County is Knipstein, Caleb Knipstein, number 10. Here comes the second pitch. That's hit in the hole between second and third, out into left field. That's good enough to score a run. That's an RBI for number 15, Tyler Raymond. Ball is into the pitcher's circle, and time is called. That ties the game at 1-1 between Sealy. Excuse me, 1-0. They have us with 1, Stephen. I don't.
I do have us with 1. Okay. We scored 1 in the first. So.
Okay.
Tied up 1-1. Washington County did a good job right there of fielding the ball in left field, getting back into the pitcher's circle. Run scored, but we held the batter at first base. So
That's right. Number 99, Baron Schrader, had that RBI single that brought in number 3, Ryland Sander, in the first inning. So the score is indeed tied 1-1 here in the bottom of the first. There's the first pitch. Number 4 is the batter, Axel Kirchick. He looks at that first one, has 4 more pitches. Steps out of the box, takes a swing. We have another pop-up to the pitcher.
That one's dropped this time by the pitcher out there, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, Ryland Sander looked like he had a beat on it, but hit his glove and popped out. And the throw to the first baseman, number 7, Emerson Kitzman, was late. So that puts runners on first and second and brings up number 10, who hits it to short. And that throw gets away from the first baseman.
So we got one run that's going to score. Second run's coming around third.
And that will be a triple for number 10, Bane Williver. Now up to the plate for Celia's number 7, Easton Tomlinson.
Hit that ball over to the shortstop. Tried to make the play over at first base. Was unable to. And
here comes the first pitch. Easton watches that one. That was another hard-hit ball. Unfortunately, the throw lobbed over to first base, bounced over the first baseman's head, and allowed a lot of runners to score on that one. That one's popped up. It's foul. Knipstein runs after it, but it falls harmlessly to the turf. One ball, one strike, 2 pitches to Easton Tomlinson. He'll have 3 left.
He's got 3 pitches left. Sealy's got 3 runs in this inning. They're leading right now 3-1 in the bottom of the first.
We have number 10, Bane Williver, at third for Sealy. There's a swing. That one's foul. Takes the count to 1-2. Third pitch, 2 pitches left. Easton makes his way back from first base. Hustled down first on that foul ball. Wasn't sure it was going to be foul all the way down the line. Knipstein picks up the bat, hands it to Tomlinson, and he's back in the box, and we're ready to go. Here comes his 4th pitch. Pitcher has the ball. Easton's ready. Here comes the pitch. That's fouled straight back. That count remains at 1-2, but it's 4 batters. That one still came back at me just like the first game.
Yeah, I think that one's more pointed toward me that time, I believe. I believe they're picking on me this game.
Okay, pitch 5 for Easton. He hits it to the shortstop. He's got no play as number 7, Easton Tomlinson, drives in the 4th run of the evening with a single to the shortstop. 4 runs in for Sealy in the bottom of the first.
Tomlinson hit that ball to the shortstop. I believe even if it fields it cleanly right there, it's not going to be in time at first base over there. Runner scored on that.
Brings up number 9, Mason Wyatt. He hits it high into the air, about 6 feet down the first baseline. It hits and bounces foul, so that's just a high strike. 0-1 to Mason Wyatt.
Yeah, pop-ups at this age group are a little bit interesting sometimes, watching who's going to go for the ball, but looks like he hit just out of the reach of Knipstein.
He drives the second pitch into right field. The fielder comes up with it. He throws it into the circle. Will he get it in time? Ball's dead. Ball's time. They're going to allow him to score? No, they're making him go back to third.
They'll make him go back to third on there. He was right at third base when they got the ball into the circle. Wasn't advanced far enough to score, so we'll have runners at second and third with 1 out.
4 runs in for Sealy. Runners on second and third, as Steven just said. That was a fly ball into right field. Well-hit ball by Mason Wyatt. Brings up number 2, Noel Alvarado. Noel, excuse me, I'm hearing from the fans. It's Noel Alvarado. He steps up, right-handed batter. Toes are right on the white line. He is in as far into that box as he can. Not a real big hitter. One of the smaller kids on the Sealy team. He took 2 quick strikes there. First 2 pitches, he swung and missed. It's 0-2. Fouls that one back, his 3rd pitch. He's taken 3 hard swings at it, but the count stands at 0-2 with 3 pitches in. 2 pitches left for number 2, Noel Alvarado, here for Sealy, who leads 4-1. The 4th one is fouled straight back, so we have had 4 strikes. We're down to the 5th pitch. This is the last pitch for Noel Alvarado.
down to the fifth one, and he's fouled quite a few of them right back at us here. So
he's timing it. He's just a little bit underneath it. Knipstein gets behind the plate, gets in the crouch.
Pops it up to the pitcher. Nice diving play by the pitcher, and he calls him out.
They're not sure what to call there. He throws it to first.
He throws it to first.
And we have a runner's time. They are saying that our pitcher, Ryland Sander, did not make that catch. He did bobble out of his glove. I did not see it hit the ground. I thought he had cradled it. But now we have bases loaded.
Oh, he threw him out at first base. So.
Swing and a miss on our batter, number six, Braylon Green. So they did have that as a 1-3?
1-3 on that one. Yeah. Said he dropped the ball, but he was able to get up with it and make the play the first.
Okay, two quick swings there by number six, Braylon Green. Brings the count to 0-2, three pitches left. Again, the score is 4-1, Sealy here in the bottom of the first. That's a hard hit ball. That goes out in the right field. That'll bring in the fifth run, and that'll be the end of the inning. They're still going to let the kids run around as the ball tries to get into the pitcher. But that is a 5-run. So at the end of one, it is Sealy 5, Washington County White 1. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
So we're back here in Sealy after one inning. It's Sealy 5, Washington County 1. Tough first inning there for Washington County, Stephen.
Yeah, a little tough inning. Had a couple miscues that kind of cost them a little bit in that inning. Some hard hits by Sealy. Sealy's been very aggressive at running the bases, so resulted in 5 runs. We'll see what Washington County can do here, see if they can come back and scratch a few out themselves.
Leading off the top of the second for Washington County is number six, Beckham Gattner. We're still waiting on the Sealy catcher. He's coming in from the dugout with his gear on. He gets behind the plate. Pitcher has the ball. Umpire says, we're ready to go. Here comes the first pitch to number six, Beckham Gattner. He fouls that one straight back behind home plate. Pitch one is a strike, 0-1 to number six, Beckham Gattner. You have an update on Burton, Stephen?
I got a little update on the Burton game. Looks like Overton has taken the lead. They're up 7-5 currently, and they're in the sixth inning.
Pitcher has the ball. Here comes the second pitch. Gattner swings and misses. Quickly, the count is 0-2 with three pitches left.
So Gattner's in here just like the other Washington County batters we've seen. They're really aggressive at swinging. Let's see if he can get a hold of one here.
Oh, he swings and misses and goes down on strikes for the first out for Washington County. That will bring up number one, the shortstop, Jackson Bolton. Jackson looks like a ball player. He's got a little bit of flow coming out underneath that helmet. Has the high green socks with the black and green stripes.
Got him a little eye black on his eyes here.
He is ready to go, Stephen. Got Jackson over the top of his white helmet. Takes a big cut. Fouls it back directly at Stephen Drain.
That was right at me.
You were ready. I saw you get that hand up, yeah. Stephen. You had that no problem.
Glove hand was up on that one.
Count is 0-1 to Jackson Bolton. Here comes the second pitch. Swings and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 on Jackson. Good cut there on a low fastball from Mr. Gattner out there on the mound.
So we played with a couple. We played with a Gattner back in the day when we were doing when our kids were in Little League.
Third pitch is a foul ball. Count remains 0-2. Two pitches left. We did Sam Gattner. Great ball player, smart ball player, fast as lightning is what I remember. Pitcher has the ball for Washington County. He's coming to bring his fourth pitch to Jackson. He swings and misses and strikes out. So the first two Washington County batters of the evening go down on strikes.
Yeah, quickly down two batters, two on two strikeouts here.
Brings up the catcher, number 10, Caleb Knipstein. Pitcher has the ball on the rubber, shows it to Knipstein. Here comes the pitch. He lets that one go a little bit low and outside. Knipstein's one of those, doesn't stay right up on the line. He's a little bit back. He is a left-handed batter. A little bit closer to first base when he gets to running. He hits it to the shortstop. It is over his head into left field, and Knipstein is on first with a single. Pitcher back, ball is thrown back in the pitcher circle, and time is called. So that is a single for Caleb Knipstein. Nice hit, Steven.
Nice little hit there by Caleb out there into left center field over shortstop's head. He's going to be at first base. Got two outs, runner on first.
Brings up number 15, Laith Rogers. He swings and misses at the first one.
Rogers again wearing an arm sleeve. Pretty popular between these kids, I guess, today with the arm sleeves on.
We see we have Knipstein at first half, but that may be something that the baseball moms bought.
That's very possible.
Rogers fouls that one off. Count quickly to 0-2.
Looks like everyone has taken the high sock approach tonight for Washington County.
Those are good-looking socks with the black and green stripes alternating with some white stripes. White pants, green shirts. That is a swing and a miss for strike three on Leigh Rogers. So that'll do it for Washington County in the top of the second. It is no runs, one hit, one man left on base. At the end of one and a half, it is Sealy 5, Washington County 1. Back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Welcome back to Sealy, Texas for more 7-year-old All-Star action. We're here in the bottom of the second between Sealy and Washington County White with the scores currently Sealy 5, Washington County 1.
Yeah, the last inning for Washington County had one hit in that inning, but unable to advance any runners past first base in that inning. So no run scored in the top half of the second inning. Sealy coming up in the bottom half here.
Yeah, that bat is the last person in the lineup for Sealy. Number 3, Elias Sanders. He's a right-handed batter. Sealy comes in this game with black helmets, all white uniforms, black socks with gold stripes. Classic Sealy colors.
Classic black and gold there for Sealy.
It is. And the first pitch is a foul down to the third base line, and it is one strike on Elias Sanders. Sealy leads 5-1. Sanders takes his shot, hits it to the shortstop. Sanders is quickly down the bag, and he gets a single.
Shortstop bobbles the ball a little bit there. Not real sure if that would have mattered. Looks like Sanders is a pretty quick runner there. Beats that out easily to first base.
Yeah, there are a lot of fast Sanders in Austin County.
Yes.
And some of them who have played in the NFL for a cup of coffee or more.
Right. You are correct about that.
Yeah, he was down there quickly. That takes us back to the top of the lineup. Number 1, Cole Keaton at bat. He hits that one foul. That was fair for a long time, Stephen.
Yeah, that was fair almost three-quarters of the way down the third baseline. Third baseman picks it up in foul territory. It's going to be a foul ball, so we'll reset everything here, get him back in the batter's box, and do it all over again.
Ball back into the pitcher. He hands it into the pitching circle, hands the ball to the Sealy pitcher. Keaton gets the bat from the Washington County catcher, Knipstein. Pitcher has the ball. He looks like he's ready to go. Here comes the second pitch. It's a fly ball to the second baseman who bobbles it. But he makes it to the bag and gets an out for the force out.
Second baseman recovered nicely right there. He's able to get Sanders forced out at second base there. A little bit of a bobble, but was able to beat him to the bag to get the out.
So that is the second baseman, is number six, Beckham Gattner. Misplayed the fly ball a little bit, Stephen, but has had enough presence to make the play at second.
Yeah, just a little bit of a bobble there and makes a play. And Nelson's up and swinging at the first pitch and hits a hard line drive down the first baseline. That's foul. Got a little bit of a break on that one.
We did. That one went all the way into the tall grass. That looks like the rough that may be in the U.S. Open in a couple weeks, and that ball still got through it for a while.
Yeah, the you can tell it's rained a little bit over here, and the grass has grown a little bit in the outfield.
Nelson with a drive into right center field. That also gets to the outfield. The ball is fielded. It comes into the second baseman. A run is going to score. That is a long single for Reed Nelson.
That was a long single. The outfielder did a good job staying in front of the ball there, and he throws it back into the circle. But Cole Keaton was off and running on that pitch and was able to score from first base.
That brings up number 15, Tyler Raymond. He had a single his first time up. His first pitch, he fouls off over the crowd into the parking lot.
We are starting to hit that part of the lineup that did a lot of damage in the first inning for Sealy, so let's see what we can do with them here in the second inning.
He looks at the second pitch, doesn't like it, has three pitches left. We've got one and one count. Pitcher has the ball. Here comes pitch number three. He pops that one up. That one bounces foul.
Bounces foul. First baseman was in pursuit of it. Just couldn't reach it there enough time. So harmlessly foul ball there. 1-2 count now.
Number seven, Emerson Kitzman, made a nice play on that ball. Really, really tried to catch that. It did land in fair territory and bounced further foul. 1-0-2 on the batter. Number 15, Tyler Raymond. He tries that one to center field. That is deep. And that is over everybody's head and bounces into the long grass. One run will score. Raymond, second, going to third. He makes the turn for home. Here he comes. That is a home run for number 15. Tyler Raymond makes the score 8-1, Sealy.
Tyler Raymond used the turf to his advantage when that ball got over the center field as he had hit the turf, bounced over, went into the tall grass out there, and after that the races were on around the bases.
That brings up number four, Axel Kirchick.
Brings in three runs this inning for Sealy. Sealy's going to take an 8-1 lead.
First pitch is watched by Axel Kirchick. He's a right-handed batter. Black and white helmet on that all-white uniform. Steps out of the box, gets back in. He's ready to go. Pitcher's ready to throw. Here comes the second pitch. He takes a swing on that one, hits it to the first baseman. But it gets underneath his glove and rolls into right field. He is running, he is past second, he is on his way to third. And he is there at third. Number four, Axel Kirchick, he never thought about slowing down.
Never slowed down, kept running, made it all the way to third. Would have came home if they wouldn't have fielded the ball in the circle, but they were able to stop the play before he got too far around third.
I'm not sure Washington County did anything wrong. Their hard hit ball into right field, brought the ball in. But again, number four, Axel Kirchick, never slowed down. Brings up number 10. Bane Williver. Bane had a triple his first at-bat. Well, that has been three hard-hit balls by Sealy in a row. And here's another one. That goes in the left field. Fielded cleanly, thrown into the pitching circle, but it's wild, and that ball's going to roll, and he's going to keep running. He's now on second, heading his way to third. And finally, number three, Riley Sander, gets into the pitching circle and stops Bane Williver with a triple. That is back-to-back triples And another run in. Makes the score now 9-1, Sealy. Up is number 7, Easton Tomlinson. He also has some flow going there. He's got some great-looking hair, doesn't he, Steven?
He's got some good hair, more than I got, that's for sure.
Steven, he has more hair now than you had when you were 20.
You're probably right about that one.
He watches the first one. He has one pitch. Again, in this Little League All-Star, they each get 5 pitches. He watches the second one. He's got 3 left.
Easton's up for his second time, had a single his first time up to bat. He's got a runner at third right now, looking to drive in another run for Sealy.
That would be their 5th run of the inning if he's able to come in. We have one out here for Sealy in this inning. He watches that one. Count is 2-1. Again, the score is 9-1 here in the bottom of the second. Sealy over Washington County White. Easton steps out of the box. Now he gets back in. Here comes the pitch. Doesn't like that one either. That's his 4th pitch. We're up to pitch 5. He's going to have to swing at this one, Steven.
Yeah, he'll be swinging at this one. He's going to be ready. Washington County needs to be ready to make a play.
Easton taps the plate, gets the back up. Swings and hits it. Put it into left field. And that'll bring in Dane Rover with the 5th run. And the 2nd single of the game for Easton Tomlinson.
Yeah, Easton Tomlinson drives in that run, and that's going to be the 5th run of the inning there.
Again, that is 5 runs in this inning also for Sealy. Makes the score 10-1. I've got 5 runs. That's it for that. So at the end of 2, it is 10-1 Sealy. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Welcome back to Sealy for 7-year-old All-Star, Little League All-Star action between Sealy and Washington County. It is 10-1 Sealy up now for Brenham. For Washington County will be Cooper Caney, Hunter Casper, and Wyatt Bryant. We're waiting for the Sealy catcher to get his gear on, so we have a few more minutes. Do you have any more updates, Steven?
Just trying to get an update from Burton over there. They're right now, last update I got, they're down 8-5. They were hit to the bottom of the 6th, I believe, down 8-5.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Sealy. Couldn't ask for anything more. 80 degrees, no wind.
No.
Beautiful night for baseball.
Especially since this morning there was some rain that came through the area. But the good thing is a lot of these fields now have synthetic turf on there, so they're able to play without too many problems with the rainouts and stuff.
I certainly think you and I would be called baseball purists, but it's hard after all that heavy rain not to enjoy these synthetic fields.
Yes, I learned that earlier this year doing a couple softball games. It was nice to have the turf there so you could get them in. So
we here start the top of the third with number 8 for Washington County, Cooper Caney. The first pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 to Cooper. Second pitch, he takes a swing. He hits it down the third baseline. He is digging for first. What a great play by the Sealy defense. The pitcher charged that ball, got it in his glove, and threw out a fast run in Cooper Caney for the first out of the inning. Nice play by Sealy.
Yeah, nice play there by Sealy. Good defensive play. Sealy looks like a pretty good all-around team here. They're playing defense, hitting the ball, and you can see that's reflected in the score right now.
Up at bat now for Washington County is number 22, Hunter Casper. Here comes the first pitch. Hunter takes a swing, hits it back to that same pitcher. He throws it. That one was no doubt about that one. Yeah. It was a great play again by Sealy.
Yeah, pitcher fielded it quickly, got up, threw it to the first baseman. Game of pitch and catch right there, and we've got a second out in the inning.
That brings up number 20, Wyatt Bryant for Washington County. First pitch comes in, he looks at it, and we saw that in the first game with Washington County Green, that just a few defensive plays can really swing a game.
Yeah, it can. Just making the plays, it kind of, especially in these age groups like this, where these kids are in an instructional phase and learning the game and learning how to play. When you play defense, it always makes it very difficult in these games.
Yeah, here comes the second pitch. It is a swing and a miss. Strike one for number 20, Wyatt Bryant. Ball quickly back to the pitcher. Third pitch. It's a ball. That's three pitches, 2-1. He has two pitches left. Number 20, Wyatt Bryant for Washington County White.
I will say these games do move rather quickly.
Wyatt takes a swing on an inside pitch. That's 2-2. Here comes his fifth pitch, so he'll be swinging on this one. Again, there's two outs. It's 10-1 Sealy here in the top of the third. Brenham has two outs, no runners on. Here comes the pitch. And that's the fifth pitch, and that is a strikeout for number 20, Wyatt Bryant. So at the end of 2.5, it remains Sealy 10, Washington County White 1. And we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Where we go to the bottom of the third with the score 10-1, Sealy over Washington County White. Steven, looks like we have a few defensive substitutes here in the third inning.
Yeah, it looks like they've made a few changes out there for Washington County on the defensive side of things out there. Outfield shuffled around. I can't see.
I think I saw in left field we had number 20 Wyatt Bryant moved into left field, and I'm guessing 22 Wyatt Castor is in there somewhere also.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see the numbers from this distance of where we're at on the outfield, but definitely a couple changes out there. We still got Knipstein in the at the catcher spot back here, and
yep. So we come here to the bottom of the third. Here's the first pitch to number 9, Mason Wyatt, who swings and misses for strike one. The second pitch is driven up the middle into the outfield, where it's fielded by Washington County, who throws it in to the pitching circle. Ends up in the hands of the shortstop. Now it's in the pitching circle. But that is a double for number 9, Mason Wyatt, to start the bottom of the third.
So Wyatt with a hard hit ball up the middle. Not much you can do about it. Split the two outfielders that are playing left center and right center. Run straight in second base.
Up to bat for Sealy now is number 2, Noel Alvarado, who takes the first pitch and drives it over the pitcher's head to the shortstop, who throws the first, but that ball was late. And that is an RBI for Noel Alvarado as it brings in Mason Wyatt for the 11th run for Sealy. The score is now 11-1.
Yeah, Alvarado put that ball right where nobody was at, bounced in between the pitcher and the shortstop.
That brings up number 6, Braylon Green, who takes the first pitch and fouls it directly behind him into the netting for strike one. It's a fast move, and these batters come up, and they're ready to hit, Steven.
They come up, they're ready to hit, and the pitcher's ready to pitch. It takes a little bit of adjusting, getting ready to the coaches who are ready to go and pitch when they get in there.
Yeah, second pitch from the Sealy pitcher is a strike to Braylon Green. and he swings a miss in strike three. And that is the first out of the third inning for Sealy, a strikeout. We have Noel Alvarado on first base, one run in this inning, and brings up number three, Elias Sanders.
Sanders up his first time, got a single, reached first base, and out on a fielder's choice, but a very quick runner.
He looks at the first pitch for a ball. Here comes the second pitch. He watches that one also. So he has three pitches left. No strikes on him yet. Again, the score is 11-1 Sealy here in the third inning. Knipstein throws that over the coach's head. I hope he didn't pull anything, Stephen.
I hope not either. He had to reach up a little bit for that one.
Elias takes his first swing and a miss on the third pitch, so he's got one strike, two pitches left. Knipstein gets the ball back to the coach.
Sanders scoots up a little bit in the box here.
Fouls that off his own helmet for strike two, pitch five. Here comes the last pitch to Elias Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders will be swinging on this pitch no matter what.
We have one out here in the third, one run in. Sanders managed to foul that off to get a bonus pitch. Pitch number six going to be coming up to Elias Sanders. Noel Alvarado stands on first. Here comes the pitch. Fouls that off. He's going to get a seventh pitch. He's getting his money's worth, Stephen.
He's up there battling, fouling him off, getting ready to get back in there and go again.
I tell you, when we start to have grandchildren and they're playing baseball, 8-year-old baseball, 7-year-old baseball, tell them not to be a catcher. That's a tough job. Sanders with a rocket down third. Goes into left field. Pitcher has the ball. And Sanders, with his speed, ends up on second. Noel Alvarado moves over to third.
Yeah, Sanders hit that ball pretty hard. Got it into the outfield. Outfielder for Washington County did a really good job getting it back in. Once again, the runners were on the move.
Brings up the top of the order. Number one, Cole Keaton. This is his third at-bat of the night. He watches the first pitch. Second pitch comes in. He hits it down the first base line. That will be foul. 1-1. Three pitches left.
You know, talk about catchers at this age group. That's where my youngest son started out, was catching. And I look at these catchers in this age group, and I remember pictures of being here watching them play.
That third pitch is also fouled off on the first base line. So we now have two strikes on Keaton. It is definitely, they're the hardest working person right in this 7-year-old All-Stars.
In this age group, the catcher is moving constantly back here. He's always picking up the foul balls. He's catching them in the dirt, off the dirt. When I say dirt, it's the turf, I should say. But
that ball comes back. It's a ball. So that is 2-2. It is the fifth pitch. Knipstein fires it back to the coach. He crouches behind the plate. He's ready. The batter's ready. Here comes the pitch. And it is a fly ball to right field. Right fielder is up with it. He's throwing it in to the first baseman. He throws it into the pitcher circle, but not after. A triple for Cole Keaton. That brings in two more runs. A two-run RBI triple for Cole Keaton.
So Cole Keaton, much like his first at bat, right away we're in it again, and there's another fly ball out to right field.
And that is number eight, Reed Nelson. I'm not even sure he stopped in the batter's box. He just got up there and swung and hit it in the right field. Now he's sitting on second base, and he has an RBI to his name, brought in Cole Keaton.
As soon as he stepped in there, the coach pitched it, and he took it down the right field line, and we're off and running again.
That takes the score to 14-1 for Sealy here in the third inning. That brings up number 15, Tyler Raymond. He had the home run his last time at bat, had a single in the first, so he's 2-for-2 with a number of RBIs. His second pitch, he's going to take a look at that one also. I think he's earned that right after that home run last at bat.
I think so. He slowed it down a little bit for us so we can catch up there. We were pretty fast-paced there to start out.
Swing and a miss. For number 15, Tyler Raymond. Took a big cut at that one, Stephen.
Took a big cut. He's got two balls left here. See what he does with this one.
He watches that one, so he's going to have to be swinging on this one. Reed Nelson stands on second, represents the fifth run of the inning for Sealy. If Tyler can bring him home, that'll end the third. He gets that right up the middle. It goes into center field. It is rolling, rolling. That is going to bring in number eight, Reed Nelson, for the fifth run of the evening. A single for Tyler Raymond, and the score at the end of three is Sealy 15, Washington County White 1. We'll send it back to the studio now for a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Sealy for some 7-year-old Little League action, with the score Sealy 15 and Washington County White 1. Stephen, backs are against the wall for Washington County here.
Yeah, backs are against the wall here. Washington County's got to score 5 runs here, or the ball game will be over due to run rule. So we'll start it off right here and see what we can do.
So the first batter is number 3, Rylan Sander, who immediately hits it up the middle, and he is safe at first. Hit to the second baseman, who picked it up and threw it to the first baseman, but not in time to get the speedy Rylan Sander, and he is 2-for-2.
Yeah, Rylan Sander 2-for-2 right there. Put it in a good spot. Gets the leadoff runner on. Let's see what Washington County can do here.
Up now, number 7, Emerson Kitzman, who flew out to the shortstop in the first inning. He watches the first pitch.
Hold him, Sealy,
catcher throws it back to the Washington County coach, who's ready to go on pitch 2. Kitzman fouls it high down the first baseline, but it falls to the turf.
Yeah, fouls it off to the right there. No play for any of the Sealy catcher or the pitcher to make that play, so we'll do it all over again.
Two pitches in, 1-1. Washington County coach has the ball. Here's his windup. Here's the pitch. That also is into center field. The right center fielder almost had a play at second. Sanders could not take off as soon as he hit the ball because it was a fly ball, Stephen.
Yeah, he held up a little bit there, make sure it went through, but he's able to make it to second base. So we've got runners on first and second, nobody out. Number 3 batter coming up.
That number 3 batter is number 17, Ace Akins. First inning had a ground ball to the shortstop, who made a nice play. He hits that one to the third baseman. It gets into the outfield. Here comes number 3, Rylan Sanders, around third, and he scores for Washington County.
Ball got away there from the pitcher in the circle, so both runners advance up another base. So we're runners second and third, nobody out. We got 1 run in. Got to get 4 more in if they want to continue the game.
That's an RBI for Ace Atkins. Brings up number 99, Baron Schrader, who had a single. The Washington County coach calls time. I don't know if his arm's tired, Stephen, or what we need to do here.
Yeah.
He's talking to the umpires, Sealy Little League umpires, I imagine. Two young guys. They've done a really solid job. They've done both games. An umpire is going to go down and talk to the Sealy coaches now. But I've been impressed with them. You know, we've been at a lot of games, Stephen, where it's no fun to be in an umpire for Little League. And these two kids have done a good job.
No, it's no fun. And you got these younger high school kids out here umpiring games. They've done a really good job tonight, working hard, doing what they're doing. I see the coaches talking to the player from that was on the pitcher's mound. So We're going to get back to action here shortly. And
my guess is they're just talking about when they're in the circle and what you have to do to call time. So good on the Washington County coaches for that. Barron Schrader's up at bat. He fouls the first one off for strike one. Barron, I have him, Stephen, had the RBI in the first for Washington County White.
That is correct. I have him down for that also. Barron's first time up, had a base hit, drove in a run. So let's see if he can drive in two right here.
Number 99 up in the box. Here comes the second pitch. Big swing by Barron. Swings and miss. Too quickly, two strikes on Barron Schrader.
That's what you call coming out of your shoes, swinging that one right there.
It did. He wanted that one. Coach has the ball. Here comes the pitch. And Barron Schrader drives that to the second baseman. Goes underneath his glove. Barron is going to be safe. We've got one runner in. We've got another runner turning. We've got two runners in. Makes the score 15-4.
So Barron Schrader drives in two more runs right there. Keeps Washington County alive in the inning. We still have nobody out in the inning.
Barron Schrader's on first. Brings up number 12, Gavin Gilliam. Gavin with the bat on his shoulder. He's ready. Pitch comes in. He looks at it a little bit inside. Didn't like that one, Stephen.
Just a bit inside. Didn't want to swing at that. Can't really blame him too much for that one.
Gavin's ready. Here comes the pitch. He also hits. Oh, that was a great play by the pitcher. He catches it, a line drive. He throws the first, but it's overthrown. And there goes Schrader. He is running. He's gone to second. And he stops at second. So a good play on the line drive by Gavin Gilliam by the pitcher to snare that. Hesitated a little bit, Stephen, on the throw.
Hesitated on his throw there, but nice job of catching the line drive. Pretty hard hit ball there. So we got one out, runner at second base.
That brings up number six, Beckham Gatner. Beckham struck out his first at bat. Left-handed batter. I'm assuming that's his dad who is the pitcher.
I'm guessing at that one also.
One of your 30,000 relatives in Washington County will correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen.
Don't have quite that many, but I'm sure somebody will say something if we're wrong.
Second pitch is also fouled off for Gatner. So quickly 0-2 to number six, Beckham Gatner. Boy, that was a hard hit ball by Gilliam. That's a shame that, well, the pitcher made a great catch.
Yeah, the pitcher just made a great play on that. It's good to see Washington County fighting back here in this inning, trying to put those five runs on there so we can continue the game.
0-2 to Gatner. Here comes the third pitch. Oh, he swings and misses at an outside pitch. That's a strikeout for Beckham Gatner, second out of the inning. Brings up number one, Jackson Bolton, the shortstop.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Bolton's going to come up right here, try and keep the inning alive for Washington County.
We have a runner on second. Three runs are in the inning, two outs. Jackson Bolton sends it up the middle. The pitcher makes another great play, throws it to first, and Jackson Bolton is out 1-3 for the third out of the inning.
Pitcher snagged that ball pretty quick, comes up throwing, throws it over to first base, and
And that's your ball game. Your final is Sealy 15, Washington County White 4. We will send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 off Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Welcome back to Sealy, Texas, where we just watched an 8-year-old Little League All-Star game. Sealy taking down Washington County White by a score of 15-4. Steven, not quite what we saw in the first game. What's your thoughts on this one?
Not quite the first game. Washington County win that first game, but this game, Sealy just came out, hit the ball really well, were very aggressive, quick to the plate. They didn't allow the Washington County team to really get set too well. Coaches did a good job working their batters and their pitchers in there. This coach pitch thing is just a little bit different when you don't have a lot of pitching in there, so the games move a lot faster. Sealy took advantage of running the bases really well, and it shows at the final score.
Yeah, so again, that final score is 15-4, and we will send it back to the studio for more words from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Welcome back to Sealy, Texas, for our final wrap up here tonight, where we saw two games. First game, Washington County Green beat Columbus 10-2, and the second one, Washington County White, was run rolled after four by Sealy by a score of 15-4. You talked about the second game. Sealy was just so aggressive on the base paths, really good hitters, but there's still some bright spots for Washington County White.
Yeah, a couple bright spots for the Washington County White team. You had Ryland Sander that went 2-for-2 tonight. Emerson Kitzman was 1-for-2. Ace Akins was 1-for-2. The big hitter of the game for Washington County was Baron Schrader, was 2-for-2, had three RBIs driven in out of the four runs scored for Washington County. So hats off to the Washington County team for putting up a good fight, and they'll be back. This is pool play game, so they'll start bracket play once they get all the pool play games done and seated, and you'll see them in the tournament later on, probably in bracket play, and just depends what the rest of the teams do to find out what their seed is.
I couldn't say it better. And, Stephen, thank you for doing this with me tonight. That was fun. I know we talked about everybody, you doing a play-by-play, me being a play-by-play.
Yeah, we got our
rookie game out of the way.
Yeah, kind of switched it up there. I did a play-by-play on the first one. Michael did play-by-play on this one. So we're getting our feet wet here, and hopefully they'll allow us to do a few more games on the radio, and maybe y'all will hear us in the future on some of these All-Star games that we're working.
So once again, from Cheryl Melaton Field in Sealy, Texas, 7-year-old Little League All-Star Final, Sealy defeats Washington County White 15-4. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Well, welcome back to Sealy, Texas. This is Michael Groves along with Stephen Drain, who brought you two games tonight in Texas District 13 All-Star Action. The 7-year-olds coach pitch division. In the first game, Washington County run ruled Columbus in 5 innings with a score of 10-2. And in the second game, Washington County White was defeated by Sealy 15-4. That first game, Stephen, there was a lot of bright spots for the Washington County Green Team.
That's correct. The first game, the Green Team looked to be real aggressive to start out with from the get-go. They were swinging pretty much. It'd be interesting to see the Washington County Green Team and the Sealy Team get together later on in the tournament. I think that would be a pretty good game. The Washington County White Team just ran out of gas kind of in the end there. We're trying to get 5 runs across to try and move the game along to try and prolong that game and just couldn't do it. But good game played by both teams tonight. We talked a little bit earlier about coming back to Little League Fields. It's been a while since we've been down here. Our kids did this. It's good to see kids still doing Little League baseball with so much select ball that's available out there. It's nice to see the kids playing Little League baseball also.
Yeah, and I want to also, the composure of both teams, of both sets of fans, everybody understands what this is. We're here to have fun. Everybody comports himself well. The kids are having a good time. I know the white team's a little bit disappointed, but you said that Sealy team knew how to play 7-year-old All-Star. Very aggressive on the base pass.
Yes, very aggressive, and just watching the games down here and having the fans down here, it is good to see. All the fans were very, very encouraging to the kids. Didn't hear any negativity either way on both sides of the ball, which is very encouraging. especially at this age group where these kids are basically getting instruction and learning, and it's going to determine as they move forward, you know, how much they learn if they stay interested in the game of baseball and keep playing it. I know baseball is huge in Brenham and Washington County, so hopefully we may be watching some future Brenham Cub baseball players, Burton Panther baseball players on the field. They just got a little bit of time to learn and get better and make their make what for them may be a really good baseball career.
Absolutely. Washington County has produced so many great teams, so many great players. Burton playing in the state semifinals, make it to the state tournament for the first time in a long time. So congratulations to them. I know they didn't do as well tonight. They get a chance to come back against Overton, and hopefully they can make their way to the Dell Diamond.
Yeah, looks like Burton tonight came up a little short, 8-5, left the bases loaded in the last half of the inning that they were in, and just weren't able to get it done. But they've got two more games to play yet, so they can still make it. Just got to scratch it out and do it one game at a time, see if we can make it to the state finals with the team from Washington County.
Once again, 7-year-old All-Stars from Sealy, Texas. Your final in Game 2 is Sealy 15 and Washington County White 4. We'll send it back to the studio one more time for a word from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Diamond & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Diamond & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Diamond & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, and we're back here in Sealy, Texas, one last time as we wrap things up here for you. Once again, two very well-played games we watched tonight. One came out in favor of Washington County. One did not come out in favor of Washington County, but like we said, pool play games. So
they'll get into the bracket plays. You don't know what's going to happen there. Both teams played hard. They played well, well-coached teams. So let's just see how far Washington County can go in this 7-year-old All-Star.
Right, once they get into the bracket play of the portion of this, it's probably a single-game elimination in the bracket play, so anybody can win. Take it one game at a time, see how far you can go.
We thank everybody for listening tonight. We thank all the sponsors. You guys do such a great job supporting baseball in Brenham, Burton, and Washington County. Michael Groves.
Stephen Drain. And we will hopefully see you next time.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Since 1930.
your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, HB and Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Road Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivin Financial, Mamorello's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Once again, the final score was Washington County losing to Sealy, 4-15. This is Grayson on the alternate stream for KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night, everybody.